things you do that are rude at the grocery store.
Fine.
Now, I think you do all these.
And more. I bet I can add to this list.
Okay.
I bet you're going to give me the list, and I'm going to give you like 10 more that you forgot.
Okay. Wearing headphones.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm shopping by myself. I got to listen to podcasts. I got to listen to music. Why is that rude?
Because people have to talk to you and say, ma'am, move. Or
nobody's got to talk to me at the grocery store. Literally nobody.
Okay.
And I go to a grocery store that you check out on an app, so I don't have to talk to the person at the end of the line because there is no line.
Okay, this is the only one you don't do. Allowing your kids to do whatever they want.
If I had kids, I would.
You
would just
yeah.
let them. Yeah, I'd be like, you guys hang out in the candy aisle. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Eating is on the list.
Well, they have samples and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
Am I supposed to do? Not take a sample?
Cookies. You might open up a package that you are going to buy and eat some of those.
Listen, I get low blood sugar. Oh, thanks for reminding me. I forgot the grapes. I usually like steal grapes and see if I like them.
Right.
And they were delicious this time, and I forgot to buy them. Now, thank you for reminding me.
Snooping on other people's groceries.
Okay. It's not that I'm snooping. It's just that they leave their cart right near mine. So I just want to see what people are buying, how healthy people are.
Do you judge them in your head?
No, I don't judge them. I'm just curious.
It's like
really, I'm doing
a
survey.
Do you need those cookies? You don't need those cookies, fat ass. Put those
no.
cookies. You don't think that?
I would never think something like that of somebody. No, people are free to eat whatever they want to eat. I'm curious to see what other people eat or what they don't eat.
Blocking the aisle with your cart. Yes, you do that.
Not intentionally.
You do it. I've seen you do it. And I've moved your cart when you're not even in the same aisle.
Well, because I shop when nobody's there. So if someone comes into my aisle, it's shocking because there's like nobody there. There's nobody at the grocery store.
And I've seen you do this. Leave any item on any old shelf.
Well, yeah, because it's people's job to take it and put it back on the shelf. I don't want them to be unemployed. They need me.
Cutting in line. You've never done that. So
I don't cut in line.
You don't cut in line. So I've never seen you do that. Going into the express lane with too many items. I guarantee you've done that.
A million times.
Right. Running back into the store when you're in line because you forgot something.
A million times. I can't remember the time that I actually shopped or I didn't have to go running back into the store for something that I forgot while I was in the line.
While they're scanning you, you go, oh, wait, I forgot something. That's what you've
done. Yeah, but you know what? But they're busy scanning me. So while they're doing that, we'll multitask. You keep scanning because I got a lot more stuff and I'll go run and get the milk I forgot.
Talking on your phone or texting during checkout.
Okay, here's the thing. I try not to do that, but sometimes I'll get an important phone call and I have to prioritize what's more important, that I talk to my agent or my mom who's maybe like in her car lost somewhere, you know, or grocery store stuff.
I do that every now and then because I have to open up my phone and find the app that has the card on it. Has the mm-hmm. number so I can give it to her and she can ring that up. So it takes me a second because I always forget where that app is. So I open up my phone and I'm like, where's the key app? This is not it. Where is it at? So I feel stupid when I'm doing that. So now it's right on the front screen and it says key ring.
Yeah, mine too. Mine's on the front screen. But you know what? This is why I do the self-checkout. I've cut out a lot of this rude behavior. I can take as many items as I want. You know what I mean? There's no limit because it's self-checkout. I can text and talk on my phone and listen to music or podcasts or whatever. I don't have to worry about that. It's not being rude. It's the fact that I'm in the store, I'm shopping, I'm checking myself out, I'm leaving. Don't anybody talk to me.
Leaving your cart wherever you want to in the parking lot. We'll fight about this forever. You do it. Yes. Move on.
No, but you can't just say you do it and then just move on so people are going to judge me now. You have to explain the reason why I do it is the same reason why I put things back on shelves where they don't belong.
Because you're lazy.
I want to keep people employed. No, it's somebody's job to put carts away. And if I put my own cart away, they will fire that person. I just want to say about the groceries, I'm a job creator. I've worked in grocery stores. Trust me, it's someone's job to stock shelves mm-hmm. and to put carts away. I am a job creator.
But I can also see you buying milk and putting it on the shelf next to the cereal going, I don't want this milk. and not putting it back into the refrigerator part.
Well, but milk and cereal go together, so I'm helping the next person who's like, I need cereal. Oh, look, I don't need to get milk. It's right here on the shelf.
You're making their life easier.
Easier.
Okay. Yeah, there's a whole other list of things that you do that that's not here, like going down the aisle the wrong way, losing your cart, which I've seen you do before.
A million times. Here's what I'll do. So it's like supermarket sweep where I'll put my cart somewhere and I'll start buying stuff and then I'll remember something in another aisle and I'll leave my cart and then go to the aisle on foot without my cart. I do that a lot. I'm sure that's pretty rude.
Yeah, I've seen you walking around going, I lost my cart. I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And that just blows my mind when you do that.
Oh, but you know what? I'm not half as rude as other people. I literally saw a woman go to the aisle where they have the deodorant and soap and stuff like that. She took a deodorant, opened it, used it, and put it back on the shelf.
That's disgusting.
Come on.
She needs to be locked up.
I went and told on her. I went and grabbed the manager.
Did
I
was you like, really?
Yeah, cool, my God.
Did she buy it at least, or she
no,
put it back?
No, that's what I'm telling. No, she put it back. She used the deodorant, disgusting. And she put it back on the shelf and walked away. And I didn't want to say something to her, because if you're crazy enough to do that, who knows what she's going to do to me.
Yeah, she's so got a gun.
I went to the manager, because I know her, and I was like, Yolanda, little issue in aisle 7.
Mm-hmm.
I told her all about it, and I said, I'm not going to tell you who the woman is because I'm not that much of a telltale, but I will tell you that is the deodorant. You need to get off your shelves right now.
And the whole time you had your headphones in listening to music while you're in the checkout lane. Hold on. I got to go talk to the manager. And you walked away while they're ringing things up.
Right.
While you're eating and allowing your kids to do whatever.
My fictitious kids. Yeah.
And you cut in line.